Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, you know, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, said traits, toxic people, whatever. Anyway, today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists make you question your reality? Oof. Why do narcissists lie so much? Why do narcissists lie? Yeah. Gaslighting, pretty much. We talk about gaslighting and making you question your reality and things like that. So first and foremost, I know a lot of people ask me, are all narcissists compulsive liars? And why do narcissists lie so much? I'm like, look, the reason narcissists lie so much is because, like, this is my own perspective. This is not any science books or anything like that. I know people go, my narcissist, do you get the other narcissists to watch the video and say something very similar and just argue? Like, this is not, I think it's about control. It's about control. Lying is about control, controlling the narrative. A lot of narcissistic people will lie. Toxic people will lie when the truth will suffice. The truth works here. Like, the truth fits. It's like a puzzle. It's like, you know, trying to fit a round peg into a square hole. You know what I mean? We have the square peg, but you know what? I'm going to try to make the round peg fit just for fun, just for control. Nobody's going to tell me what to do, including the laws of physics and science. And this is how it goes right there with a lot of narcissists and toxic people. But another thing, like I said, the questioning reality, y'all, I think people don't, the truth is not the goal for a lot of narcissists and toxic people. I'll just say that right there. The truth is not the goal. Getting you to telling the truth is not the goal. The actual truth is not the goal. So narcissistic people make you question your reality, gaslight you, manipulate you, whatever, into, you know, believing something different or just questioning the truth. Like, that's why I tell people all the time, like, when you have evidence or proof that a narcissistic person has done something to you. And what I mean by done something to you, like, they cheated on you, they lied to you, they stole from you, they, you know, you have proof of it and whatnot. So with this proof, you don't, like, when you have proof of them doing something that they lied about, doing something that they might be trying to get away with, you don't need to, you know, present it to that narcissistic person. And the reason why is the truth is not the goal. Like, y'all, the narcissist knows the truth. The narcissistic person knows the difference. They know the difference between right and wrong. They know what the truth is. They know the truth that matters. I tell that to people all the time. People, like I said, they know what the truth is. They know the difference between right and wrong. So the goal is not to tell you the truth. The goal is to get you to question your reality. The goal is to get you to question your loyalty, your authenticity, your sources, your resources, whoever gave you this evidence, whoever gave you this proof. We're going to make you question them and things like that. So making you question your reality is kind of a power trip, y'all. Just like lying sometimes is a power trip, making you question your reality is sometimes almost as equally a power trip. They'll mess with you, y'all. I'm gonna put it out there. They will mess with me. Bit my tongue. They will mess with you on purpose just to get a kick out of it, just to laugh later, just to slyly smirk in front of you and things like that. They'll do a lot of different things like that, y'all, just to be in control. To me, it always goes back to controlling the dynamic, controlling you, controlling all of our circumstances around us. Because, like I said, a lot of narcissistic people might have went through some some trauma in their childhood that we felt like we was out of control of. We didn't have control over all this stuff. We didn't have control over the circumstances and things like that. You know what I mean? So when we grow up, we want to control everything around us to protect us, to have this protection, to have this shield around us and things like that. So controlling what you think, controlling what you feel, controlling how you act, how you react I'm just telling you, it is a power trip by a narcissist or a toxic person. It just is. I tell this to people all the time. Just like, I, like me personally, I like, Let me rewind a little bit. Rewind a little bit. A lot of people ask me, is the gaslighting and manipulation intentional? Sometimes it is, y'all. Sometimes it's just a defense mechanism, right? Making you question your reality. Sometimes it's just a defense mechanism to protect ourselves from like shame and getting caught up or rejection and things like that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or, you know, just accountability, just protect ourselves from that. So while we're trying to protect ourselves from that, we jump into these, like our brain automatically, the narcissistic part of our brain jumps into high gear and starts just super high. When I say high gear, I mean just turning a mile a minute, just going super fast, trying to concoct scenarios. That's where a lot of times we, you know, the term word salad, where you get a lot of narcissists and toxic people that just start saying words that don't make sense. They just kind of going in circles and talking. You're like, what are you talking? You're right there confused. You're like, what are you talking about? Like, mate, you know, I ain't making any sense. That word salad is like a time. It's like the word salad is pretty much like the narcissist buffering. Y'all know how computers buffer, like buffering or loading. The word salad is the narcissistic mind buffering that come up with some lies and some manipulation and some gaslighting and things like that. So when you see a narcissist using word salad, they're buffering, trying to confuse you even more so they can think of something more logical sometimes or something that's more believable. You know what I mean? They'll just start talking about the planets and how, you know, the Jupiter rising. Got on my nerves and it hurt my feelings because I was 17, when I was 6 years old, I wanted an easy bake oven and my mom got me one of those little dogs instead. You know, I don't like dogs because you know my dog when I was a girl. Oh, see, they just start talking. You're like, what the hell are you talking about? Making you question your reality. Make you go driving you crazy because like two of the main things I've heard, like two of the most repeated statements I've heard since I've been doing this are number one, we were in an on and off relationship. And number two, I feel like I'm going crazy. And the number two statement I heard when I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom is, I think I'm going crazy. Please tell me I'm not going crazy. Because you've been questioning your reality for a long time. You'll have evidence. You'll have proof. You present it to that narcissistic person. They'll come up with it. They'll concoct some crazy ass story. That's almost believable. The story is damn near. You're like, well, it sounds like poppycock, but you know what I mean? It's kind of believable. I get it though. And now you questioning your picture. Now you questioning the screenshots and evidence and things like that. I'm telling you, I talked to too many people that have been through similar circumstances and things like that just to get everything joined around and things like that. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, don't, you know what the truth is. Willie, you told us why they do it. Tell us how to combat it. Do not, the one rule of combating gaslighting, manipulation, and lying is do not argue the truth. Do not argue proof. You don't, like, y'all, that's the number one way to do it. Why are you arguing the truth? Why? Seriously, you don't have to argue the truth, y'all. If y'all have these, first of all, if you have a physically violent, intimidating, narcissistic person that you think will beat your ass, you might need to leave them anyway. You probably need to leave them anyway before they take your life. But if, like, y'all, some of them are dangerous, some of them can go crazy, but like I said, don't argue the truth. If you have proof, if you have evidence, you don't have to present it to them. I know y'all want the narcissistic person to try to hold them accountable. You want them to feel something. You want to let them know how they hurt you or how they made you feel and stuff like that. Y'all, I can guarantee you, they know they hurt you. I can guarantee you, they know how you feel. And sometimes they just do not care because most narcissistic people are out here trying to make themselves happy at the, you know, pretty much at the expense of others. You know what I mean? They don't care. You know, be realistic. They don't care about your feelings when they're trying to make themselves happy. And that's not me trying to hurt your feelings, but that's me being realistic because they don't care. You know, would you cheat on somebody? If you truly cared about somebody, love somebody to death, they were your person. Would you cheat on somebody like that? And if you have, did you really care about that person? That's make it, because now I know everybody's like, well, narcissists cheat so much. Yeah, I've talked to so many empaths or codependent people who have cheated as well. And I was just like, yeah, you see? So you have to get to that point. Do not argue the truth, y'all. You have proof. You have evidence. You know what I mean? Just if you want, if you needed to present it, present it, and just keep it moving. Y'all don't need, like I said, you don't need a confession. You don't, like, police lock people up all the time without confessions. If they have enough evidence, sometimes they have to go to court and argue the truth, because people make, like, it's just like a police situation. Police have you on camera committing a crime. Hey, if you confess to this crime, we have all this proof, we have all this evidence, just confess, it'll go easier on you. No, let's go to trial. So that's literally the criminal in that situation wants to argue the truth, wants to argue the facts, and somehow, some way, sometimes, like in real life, find a loophole to get out of it. But that's how it goes, y'all. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more, and as always, mental illness is out. Peace.